This is the Sakha Murli of the 23rd of August 2025. The essence, sweet children, the Father has come to decorate you with the jewels of this knowledge and take you back home with him. He will then send you to your kingdom. Therefore, remain in the limitless happiness of this. Have love for only the one Father. Question. What is the basis of making your dharana strong? Answer. In order to make your dharana strong, make it constantly firm within yourselves that whatever happened today was good and that it will happen again after a cycle. Whatever has happened also happened a cycle ago, nothing new. This war took place 5,000 years ago, and it will definitely take place again. This haystack has to be destroyed. Constantly remain aware of the drama in this way, and your dharana will continue to become strong. Song. The resident of the faraway land has come to the foreign land. Om Shanti. You children also previously came from that faraway land into this foreign land. You are now unhappy in this foreign land. This is why you call out to be taken back to your land, your home. You are the ones who called out. You have been remembering him for a long time, and so the Father also comes with great happiness. He knows that he is going to his children. I will take the children who have been burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust back home with me and send them to their kingdom. I am decorating you with this knowledge for that. You children should be even happier than the Father. Since the Father has come, you should belong to him. You should love him a great deal. Baba explains to you every day. It is the soul that speaks. Baba, you have come after 5,000 years according to the drama. We are receiving treasures of great happiness. Baba, you are filling our aprons. You are taking us back to our home, the land of peace, and you will then send us to our kingdom. Therefore, there should be such limitless happiness. The Father says, I have to come to this foreign land. The Father's part is very sweet and wonderful, and especially so when he comes into this foreign land. Only you now understand these aspects. This knowledge will then disappear. There is no need for it there. Baba says, you have become so senseless. Although you are actors in this drama, you don't know the Father. You have forgotten the Father, who is Karan Karavanha, and you have forgotten what he does and what he inspires you to do. He comes to make this entire old world into heaven and to give you this knowledge. He is the ocean of knowledge. Therefore, he definitely carries out the task of giving this knowledge. He also inspires you to do the same. Give everyone the message that the Father says to everyone. Renounce the consciousness of your body and remember me, and your sins will be absolved. I am giving you Srimat. All are sinful souls. At this time, the whole tree is Tamo Pradhan. It has reached the stage of total decay. When fire breaks out in a bamboo jungle, everything is completely burned and destroyed. Where would you find water in a jungle to put out a fire? This old world is also to be set on fire. The Father says, nothing new. The Father continues to give you very good points, which you should note down. The Father has explained that all other founders of religions simply come to establish their own religions. They cannot be called prophets or messengers, etc. This has to be written with great tact. Shivbhava explains to the children, all are children, all are brothers. On every picture and piece of written material, you must definitely write, Shivbhava explains this. The Father says, children, I have come to establish the golden-aged eternal deity religion, which has 100% happiness, peace, and purity. This is why it is called heaven. There is no name or trace of sorrow there. However, I become the instrument to inspire the destruction of all the other religions. In the golden age, there is just the one religion. That is a new world. I inspire this old world to be destroyed. No one else does this business. It is said that destruction takes place through Shankar. Vishnu is the dual form of Lakshmi and Narayan. Prajapita Brahma also exists here. He is changing from an impure human to a pure angel. This is why it is said, the deity Brahma, through whom the deity religion is established. This Baba becomes the first prince of the deity religion. Therefore, establishment takes place through Brahma, and destruction takes place through Shankar. The pictures have to be displayed. These pictures have been created for them to be explained. No one knows the meaning of them. The meaning of the discus of self-realization has also been explained to you. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. He has all the knowledge. Therefore, he is the spinner of the discus of self-realization. He knows that only he can give you this knowledge. Baba would not say that he has to become like a lotus flower. In the golden age, you live like lotus flowers. This isn't said of sannyasis. They go off into the forests. The Father also says that they were pure and Sato Pradhan at first. They supported Bharat with their power of purity. There is no other land as pure as Bharat was. Just as there is praise of the Father, so there is praise of Bharat. When Lakshmi and Narayan used to rule Bharat, it was heaven. Where did they then go? Only you know this. It doesn't enter anyone else's intellect that those deities became worshippers while taking 84 births. You now have full knowledge of how you are becoming worthy of worship deities and how you will then become worshippers, ordinary human beings. Human beings are human beings. There are no different types of human beings like those in the pictures they have created. All of those pictures belong to the path of devotion. Your knowledge is incognito. Not everyone will take this knowledge. Only those who are the leaves of this deity tree will take this knowledge. Those who believe in others will not listen to this knowledge. Only those who worship Shiva and the deities will come here. First of all, they worship me, and then when they become worshippers, they even worship themselves. Therefore, you now have the happiness that having become worshippers from being worthy of worship, you are now once again becoming worthy of worship. People celebrate with so much happiness The happiness with which people celebrate here is only temporary. There you have constant happiness. Dipmala is not really for invoking Lakshmi. Dipmala takes place at the coronation. None of the festivals that are celebrated now exist there. There is happiness and only happiness. This is the only time when you know the beginning, the middle, and the end. Write down all of these points. Sannyasis have Hatha Yoga, whereas this is Raj Yoga. The father says, on every page you must definitely write Shiv Baba's name somewhere. Shiv Baba is explaining to us children. All the incorporeal souls sitting here are in their corporeal forms. Therefore, the father also has to explain through a corporeal form. He says, consider yourselves to be souls and speak to me. God Shiva speaks to you children. He himself is present here. The main points should be written down in a book so clearly that anyone who reads it will automatically understand this knowledge. Because these are the versions spoken by God Shiva, they will enjoy reading them. This is something for intellects to do. Baba has to take a body on loan in order to give you this knowledge. This soul is also listening. You children should have a great deal of intoxication. There should be great love for the Father. This is his chariot. This is the last of this one's many births. He has entered this one. You become Brahmins through Brahma, and you then change from ordinary humans into deities. This picture is so clear. Keep a photograph of yourself, and above it or next to it also have a double-crowned photograph of yourself. We are becoming like that through the power of yoga. Shiv Baba is up above. By remembering him, we change from ordinary humans into deities. This is absolutely clear. You should have a book with colored illustrations so that people become happy when they see them. Have some printed that are not too expensive for the poor. You can reduce the size of the pictures by first making them small and then even smaller, as long as the significance of them is included. The picture of the God of the Gita is the main one. Have the picture of Krishna on their Gita and the picture of Trimurti Shiva on our Gita, and it will be easy to explain to others. Brahmins, the children of Prajapita Brahma, exist here. Prajapita Brahma cannot exist in the subtle region. They say salutations to the deity Brahma, salutations to the deity Vishnu. But who are deities? Deities used to rule here. There used to be deityism. You have to explain all of these things very clearly. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. Both are here. You have the pictures. Therefore, you can explain them. First of all, prove who Alpha is, and everything else will then be proved. You have many points to explain. All others come to establish their own religions. The Father inspires both establishment and destruction. Of course, everything happens according to the drama. Brahma can speak. But can Vishnu speak? What could he say in the subtle region? All of these matters have to be understood. When you understand all of these things here, you are then transferred to a higher class. You then go to another classroom. You are not just going to stay in the incorporeal world. You then have to come down, number-wise. There is just one foremost point that has to be emphasized. It happened like this a cycle ago too. Such seminars, etc., also took place a cycle ago. Such points also emerged then. Whatever happens today is good, and it will happen again after a cycle. Become strong by continuing to imbibe in this way. Baba has told you to print in the magazines. The war that will take place is nothing new. It also took place 5,000 years ago. Only you understand these things. People outside cannot understand these things. They simply say, these are wonderful things. Acha, we will come back at some time to understand them. God Shiva speaks to the children. When such words are written everywhere, they will come and understand. The name Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris is written here. Brahmins are created through Prajapita Brahma. It is said, salutations to the Brahmins who are to become deities. Which Brahmins? You can explain to the Brahmin priests who the children of Brahma really are. Prajapita Brahma has so many children. Therefore, they must definitely have been adopted here. Those who belong to your clan will understand these things very well. You have become the father's children. The father even adopts Brahma. Otherwise, where would someone with a body emerge from? Only you Brahmins will understand these things. Sannyasis will not. In Ajmer, there are Brahmin priests, whereas in Haridwar, there are just sannyasis everywhere. There are Brahmin guides, but they are greedy for money. Tell them, you are physical guides. Now become spiritual guides. You two are called guides. They don't understand what Pandava army means. Baba is the head of the Pandavas. He says, children, constantly remember me alone, and you will be absolved of your sins and go home. Then there will be the huge pilgrimage to the land of immortality. The pilgrimage to the incorporeal world will be such a huge one. All souls will fly there like a swarm of insects. When a queen bee goes somewhere, all the other bees follow her. It is a wonder. All souls will also go like a swarm of mosquitoes. There is the procession of Shiva. All of you are brides, and I, the bridegroom, have come to take you all back home. You have become dirty. This is why I am decorating you before I take you back home with me. Those who don't decorate themselves will experience punishment. Everyone has to return home. When people sacrifice themselves at Kashi, they experience so much punishment in just a second. Human beings continue to cry out. It will be the same there. They will feel as though they are experiencing the sorrow and punishment of many births. That feeling of sorrow is such that it is as though you are receiving punishment for the sins of many births. The more punishment you receive, the lower the status you claim. This is why Baba says, settle your karmic accounts with the power of yoga. Continue to accumulate the power of remembrance. This knowledge is very easy. Now perform every act while being accurate in this knowledge. Donate this knowledge to those who are worthy. When a donation of money is made to a sinful soul, the one who made the donation is affected. He too becomes a sinful soul. You must never donate money to people who will then go and commit sin with it. There are many people in the world ready to give to sinful souls. Therefore, you must no longer do that. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Perform every act while being accurate in this knowledge. Only donate to those who are worthy. Do not have any give and take of money, etc., with sinful souls. Settle your past karmic accounts with the power of yoga. 2. In order to maintain limitless happiness, talk to yourself. Baba, you have come to give us the treasures of limitless happiness. You are filling our aprons. We will first go back with you to the land of peace and then to our kingdom. Blessing. May you be a world benefactor and transform problems into solutions. I am a world benefactor. Let the elevated sanskar of this elevated feeling or desire now emerge. In front of this elevated sanskar, limited sanskars will automatically finish. Problems will be transformed into solutions. Do not now waste your time in battling, but let the sanskars of being victorious emerge. Use everything now for doing service, and you will be liberated from having to labor. Instead of going into problems, give donations, give blessings, and your bad omens will automatically finish. Slogan. Instead of speaking about anyone's weaknesses or defects, become an embodiment of virtues and only speak about virtues. Abhyak signal. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. The Father has so much love for you children that He sustains you with love from Amrit Vela. The beginning of the day is so elevated that God Himself calls you to celebrate a meeting with Him, to have a heart-to-heart conversation with you, and to fill you with power. The songs of the Father's love awaken you in the morning. He calls you and awakens you with so much love. Sweet children, lovely children, come. The practical form of the sustenance of this love is an easy yogi life. Om Shanti.